You're listening to the Adventures of a Birth Photographer podcast. I'm your host, Jo Robertson, photographer at Lillian Craze Birth Photography. In each episode, I'll be deep diving into all things birth and birth photography. If you're obsessed with these topics like me, you're in the right place. I'll be having real conversations, sharing honest thoughts, and there'll be a whole lot in between, so stick around. I'm excited you're here, and I can't wait to see where this adventure takes us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's jump right into today's episode. Hello and a warm welcome to episode 17 of the podcast. Thank you as always for tuning in, pushing play, and just taking time out to be with me. I appreciate you being here very, very much. Well, the back to school and college craziness has begun and it's hard, but we are finally starting to have some kind of flow or routine, which is great again. Early mornings and getting everyone out the door by 8:30 is a challenge. I'm also back on call, which has steered me into today's episode, which is all about on-call life. Don't worry though, this isn't an episode about me ranting or moaning about it. On-call is part of the job and it comes with the territory, and after 5 years I've gotten used to it. I thought I'd give you some insider info on what life on-call is actually like for me personally, although I know others that do on-call work as well, they might resonate with some of the things that I mention. And if you are interested, a while ago I wrote a blog called 20 Honest Thoughts While on Call as a Birth Photographer. I'm going to link that in the show notes for you. I'm going to share my top 5 later on in the episode. So before I dive in, did you get a chance to listen to the previous episode where I interviewed the lovely Lisa Thompson, who's a fellow Welsh birth worker? I asked her all the questions imaginable about breast and chest feeding, expressing, tandem feeding, and all the information that she shared is a raging river of gold. Please go and listen. It is worth your time, I promise. Plus, check out those show notes because they are stuffed to the rim with incredible resources. If you're considering breast or chest feeding or are in the throes of your journey, please give it a listen. And if you're a birth worker and you're listening, this is a fantastic episode to pass on to your clients who are looking to breast and chest feed. Let's resume to today's episode, on-call life. So what does it mean exactly when I throw out the words, I'll go on call for you from 38 weeks to when your baby arrives? I think when we think about on-call life, we think of doctors or we think of job positions that require somebody to be present 24 hours, you know, around the clock, that sort of thing. But that kind of on-call time might just be like one evening a week or one afternoon or one weekend. Really, is it being on call for a continuous amount of time that can regularly stretch for as long a period as up to 4 weeks plus? As a birth worker, when I say I'll go on call, and I'm using air quotes here as I speak, it literally means that I am waiting for your call and I am ready to go 24/7 until your baby decides today's the day. And in that time, there's zero kind of off time. You're on the go, on call, all of that time. So it also means for me personally that my family go on call too, and everyone in my household knows when I'm on call, and there is always a plan B just in case, and sometimes there's even a plan C if my husband has work commitments. The words "just in case I get called to a birth" are forever repeated during this time. I can't tell you how many times I say these words. My parents also know when I'm on call. And over the years, they've had to come out at some ungodly hour to help my children get to school when I've been called away at 3 a.m. in the morning. So I always mention to my clients that they don't just get me on call, they get my whole family in effect, plus my friends, because my friends have saved my bacon many times too. On-call life means that I never get to go anywhere without my phone. And it's always set to the loudest ringtone possible, which can shatter my nerves quite often. And I quite like periods of time without my phone. I quite like, you know, when I'm not on call, I like to go for a dog walk and leave my phone behind, or I like to go and pick up the kids and leave my phone behind. There are times when I don't want my phone permanently attached to me, but OnCall requires that my phone goes with me wherever I go. OnCall also means, you know, just being ready at a moment's notice. So my bags are all packed ahead of time. My batteries and my cameras are all charged. The tank to my car is full of petrol. And I have clothes that are permanently living on the banister, so I don't have to think about what to wear. It's like my birth cozy, if you like. Plus, there's this giant note I leave to myself, which says, in big capital letters, remember, grab water, grab snacks, grab your purse, grab your phone, and take this note because it's got the address of where you're going on it. Being on call pretty much affects your entire day. And I never venture too far away. And if I do kind of venture maybe 20 minutes away from home, I always take my gear with me. And I'm always prepared to stop whatever it is I'm doing and leave and go. When that call comes in, I drop everything. And that's what being on call and being a birth worker means. I know it's difficult to imagine what it feels like to be on call for long periods of time when you haven't done it. And it can be quite nerve-wracking. And there's always this kind of underlining sense of panic that you might miss the call. So you're forever checking and rechecking your phone. It becomes this habitual habit. And you always have to think and be two or three steps ahead of yourself to cover all kinds of scenarios that might arise with your family or any plans that you've made. And I have to say, like, one of the best feelings in the world after being on call and after attending the birth is coming off call. When you're making your way home and you're dreaming about leaving your phone somewhere other than right next to you, that's what I do. Or when you're slipping into bed and putting your earplugs in. Yep, I wear earplugs and I miss them dreadfully when I'm on call. I love pure silence. And that's then when your body and your mind properly relaxes after the longest time. I wish I could like explain what on-call life feels like more. If you're a birth worker, feel free to write in and tell me what it's like for you. I'm going to kind of try and give you an idea of what it feels like for me. For me, it feels like permanently being on the edge of something. And it looks like checking your phone a bajillion times. And it can also feel a little nauseating as well. You can feel a bit nauseous while you're on call. And it is really, really hard to relax. So here might be a good time for me to go through my top five honest thoughts while on call. And they're in no particular order. Okay, so number one, I sit down, got my Christmas dinner in front of me, my phone is in my pocket, and I'm thinking, will I get to enjoy this meal in this moment? Number two, I'm in Tesco's or in a shop and I'm in a queue. I've joined the queue that looks the shortest at the time, but somehow the people in the queue next to me are actually progressing far quicker. And I'm thinking, please don't call now, or I'll have to abandon my shopping and walk out of here. Three, I think, I know, I'll run a bath. You need to relax a little. This quickly becomes, run it now. Run it quickly. And then just before I'm about to jump in, I'm thinking, will I have time to enjoy this? As I lay in the bath, totally unrelaxed with my phone next to me. Four, friends invite me out for lunch or dinner, and I love eating out, particularly with my friends. And I think about it and I say, no, it's okay. I'm on call. Just in case I get the call, I'm going to leave it this time. I'll come out next time. And I do this because I know I won't relax the whole time I'm there. And finally, number five, nah, don't bother to cook that meal, Joe. It'll take far too long to make anyway. Just stick something in the oven instead. So there you go. Those are my top five. But why don't you go and check out the other 15 honest thoughts? There's a link in the show notes. I hope this episode has given you a glimpse into what on-call life feels like for me. I know everybody experiences on-call life differently, but this is what it's like for me. So, you know, when you do read 24/7 on call from 38 weeks, I mean, some birth workers go on call from 37 weeks as well. But if you see that on any birth photographer or doula's website, just let it sink in what that statement actually means and what that person is offering. And that about wraps it up for this week's episode, only a little quickie. I hope you enjoyed. If you have, please let me know in one or two magical ways. You can let me know by writing to me, and I will write back because I love a letter. Or subscribe to the podcast, and if you're feeling super generous, please consider leaving a review. Until next time, my lovely listener, take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you have a second, I'd really appreciate you leaving a quick review so that others can find the podcast. And if you want to make a real human connection with me, I would love that. All the info you need is in the show notes. Until next time, take care.